Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is a story that has been essentially buried by the medical part of the coronavirus story. But it is a story of courage, of rescue for Americans around the world simply trying to get home. Joining us now, Morgan Ortegas, a State Department spokesperson who joins us. Morgan, first of all, thanks for joining us. I know you folks are busy back in our nation's capital. And can you tell a little bit about this story, about how this all began, this story of actually rescuing in foreign countries people and getting them home?
Yeah, well, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it. What we are experiencing at the State Department is truly unprecedented. So we always have situations that happen time to time where we have to get Americans home. We have to evacuate them. We have to repatriate them. We've never had this happen before on a worldwide stage the way that it has over the past few months. We've actually been at this since the end of January. Since January 29th, we have repatriated over 62,000 Americans from over 100 countries around the world. So those numbers are just staggering. Again, we've never had to take anything like this on at the State Department before. But, you know, what normally happens is you'll have like a hurricane or a tsunami or some sort of violence break out in a country or a region, and we'll have to get Americans home. And what we started dealing with was countries around the world closing their airports, airlines, you know, stopped, no longer flying, and all of a sudden, we had tens of thousands of Americans that were stuck, and we had to repatriate them and bring them all back at the same time. So it's been a 24/7 effort led here by Secretary Mike Pompeo. It's been daunting and historic, but we are, as I said, getting Americans home now, over 62,000.
Many of these people being repatriated are coming back from countries that have been hurt really badly by the coronavirus. How do you deal with the medical part of this story?
So, you know, when we are overseas, we have medical, we have doctors, we have medical staff that help with these evacuations, and we're taking as many precautions as we can, people wearing PPE. You know, we have our foreign service officers, you know, your fellow American men and women, that instead of leaving or getting themselves home are, you know, making sure that they can get every American out. So once people get back to the United States, then that's under the purview of the CDC. CDC, and of course the Department of Health and Human Services, they're working that issue. We know that there's a lot of inherent risks that we have to go through in order to get Americans home, but it's our job to not leave anyone behind.
With the airlines not flying, being able to just jump on the phone and booking a flight home, how do you physically get them home? I mean, is this where the DOD comes into play and you end up getting some of their aircraft?
Yeah, it's a real whole of government approach. So first, I would remind all of your listeners that if you have anyone that you know that is an American that wants to get home that's stuck overseas, they have to go to step.state.gov. Again, that's step, S-T-E-P, .state.gov to register. Otherwise, we don't know that they want to get home. We also encourage everyone to come home. Please don't wait. Please don't think that you can wait this out. You know, this is a global emergency, and we need to get you back to the United States. So what we do, the first option is we look where we can with commercial airliners to see if we can utilize them. Next, we look at chartering airlines. So we'll charter aircraft to get Americans back. Depending on where they are, we can use the military as well. I think chartering aircraft is probably the most predominant method that we use right now. But we've also had instances where we've had to use some of the resources of the U.S. military, or we've even had instances in Latin America where we've used some ICE planes to get from DHS to get people back on the ICE planes. So it's really a whole-of-government approach.
Again, Morgan Ortegas joining us, State Department spokesperson, talking about the Department of State and their effort to bring home Americans stranded. You said, is the number 62,000 that you were talking about earlier?
Yeah, I think we're like a couple people short of 62,000. By the end of the day, we'll definitely be over the hump.
And at the end of the day, these people get repatriated, they get back home. Do they have to go through 14 days of quarantine or any of that other stuff?
You know, again, that's up to the discretion of the CDC. I know that the CDC is encouraging everyone to take as many precautions as possible. So what we would encourage all Americans is to look at their guidance when you're coming from overseas and follow the guidelines of the CDC.
I've got to ask you, have you had a lot of experience with among these 62,000 that some of them do test positive? Are you getting positive tests? I know that's a CDC question. If you want to beg off, I would understand.
Yeah, we don't do the test. We just work to get everybody back from wherever they can. And again, we know inherently there's risk to bringing Americans back. We know that. But, you know, our job is to not to leave anybody behind, and that's what we focus on.
And here's the $64,000 question. At the end of the repatriation, do these American citizens get a bill for airfare?
Yes, that's the law. So the law is that these Americans do have to pay for the cost of these flights. So, yes, we have to follow the law.
Wow. I didn't even know that. I did not.
Learn something new every day.
Let me just ask you, there's been a lot of talk about the World Health Organization and that we are suspending payments. And I'll take you in a slightly different direction, but Mike Pompeo has been on TV talking about this. Is this something that has been a long time coming? Is this something that is, as a spokesperson for the Department of State, is this surprising to you?
As it relates to the WHO, no. I mean, one of the things that the president has focused on since he came into office is reforming our alliances, accountability in these multilateral and international organizations that we're a part of. You know, something that's not really making out the headlines is the global public health system that exists right now has been paid for largely by the United States. We're by far the large world donor, not just to the WHO, but to UNICEF and to research and development that goes into these health systems. So what the president is calling for is accountability and transparency. Go figure, the president, whenever the American taxpayer pays for something, he wants to make sure that there's value for that investment. And so we are going to continue to fund public health. We are not, as the president said last night, there's roughly between $400 and $500 million that we contributed to the WHO. last year, we are still going to give that money. The WHO is somewhat of a pass-through organization, so we're looking at the State Department. Our mandate is to look for the right health organizations around the world, how we get the money and the funds directly to the people. So this nonsense that we're going to stop, you know, paying and funding for public health just isn't accurate. We're just not going to use a pass-through entity that is not being held accountable at the moment.
What is the recommendation of the State Department relative to folks who are overseas? I know that there are a lot of people who are students who got caught over there. They're sitting in Japan, or they're sitting in the UK, or they're sitting in France or Germany. What is the recommendation? To hunker down there or to come home?
You know, we encourage everyone has to make this decision for themselves. We encourage people, if you want to come home, if you can't get home, if there's not a commercial flights available and you're going to need the State Department to do it, we think that you should register at step.state.gov right away and make plans to come home. If you're in Europe, there are still mostly there are flights that you are able to get on and get back to the United States. So that's not an issue where you have to deal with the State Department. But if you don't come home soon, you should be prepared to stay wherever you are for the long term.
And normally under usual times, regular times, you have a problem, you want to get home, you'd go to your embassy. Are our embassies abroad open?
Yeah, they are open. All of the contact information is on every embassy and every consulate website. We are obviously working, as most organizations are, at reduced staffing levels and some telework options. So all of the routine services that you would get from an embassy in normal times may not be available. But the American embassies are always open and available for our people.
Okay, one more time before I let you go. The way, folks, if you have family members that are stuck overseas, and not just in third world countries, but like in the UK or France or Italy or Spain or whatever it might be, how do they begin the process of getting home?
You go to step.state.gov, you register there, and that's how you get home.
Morgan, thank you so much. Thanks for what you folks are doing at the State Department. Mike Pompeo is an old Kansas guy. I'm an old Kansas guy. So we all got to stick together. Thank you so much for all you folks are doing at the State Department to get our folks home. 62,000 so far. That number will probably go up in the next few days. Thanks so much, Morgan. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Morgan Ortegas, the State Department spokesperson. You've seen her on cable news before. Talking about the efforts to bring home Americans stranded. Man, that would be weird. And you've only got the money that's on your credit card. And the banks in some of these countries are probably closed. No, I'm just telling you, that would be a weird, weird feeling. And they've already brought home 62,000 who were stranded. And that number will probably go up. Coming up. The president had an amazing news conference yesterday in the Rose Garden. We'll give you a little hint of that. Plus, this is going to be good. We've got the governor's news conference, and some of this stuff is just flat out amazing. Some of the stuff that the governor is saying, especially when it comes to unemployment. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive. if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
How has the coronavirus touched the folks of Southern California? In particular, in the Coachella Valley, Jim Yoder will tell us from beautiful Indian Wells. He'll share his experience coming up bottom of the hour. First of all, I want to take you to last night's 6 o'clock news conference. The governor, Steve Sisolak, talking about unemployment insurance and the huge snafu that's happened. People have been calling. One lady on one of the newscasts I saw had called 400 times in one day and not been able to get through. Here is the governor from last night.
This unprecedented pandemic has been devastating for so many of our families. My office has heard from many Nevadans who have lost their livelihoods and are experiencing issues in filing for their unemployment benefits. To understand the full scope of what our state is experiencing, I want to share some context. More than 300,000 of our fellow Nevadans have applied for unemployment benefits over the last 30 days. I want to make sure everybody understands that. So it's 300,000 Nevadans in 30 days. That's 10,000 people per day for those 30 days have applied for unemployment benefits. That is also one in every 10 Nevadans have filed for unemployment insurance compensation. In the weeks between March 14th and April 4th, Nevada saw the three highest number of initial weekly unemployment insurance claims on record for our state. the top three totals for a week have been the last 3 weeks. In the week ending on April 4th, over 79,000 Nevadans filed initial unemployment insurance claims. That is nearly nine times as many weekly claims as the highest week in the Great Recession, which was 8,900 in January of 2009. In all of 2009, over 329,000 Nevadans filed initial unemployment claims. We're already approaching that number for 2020, and it is only April 14th. We've already surpassed the total number of weekly initial claims filed in every other year during the Great Recession. In 2008, there were 250,000 claims. In 2010, there were 260,000 claims. I say all this to you to demonstrate the magnitude of what we're facing right now, and we are not alone in this situation. All across the country, states are facing record-breaking job losses and unemployment claims. Nevada joins the ranks of Hawaii, Michigan, Georgia, Kentucky, and Rhode Island for the highest claims per 1,000 workers. I know it has not been easy, and I want to let you all know, and all of your viewers and readers, that I am listening to your concerns. I hear you. My office has been fueling calls and emails from Nevadans across the state, and they bring me these messages every night. I've read them, I hear them, I sympathize, and we're doing something about it. I want to share some of the examples of what Nevadans who have reached out to us have said. Many have said they can't get through the phones, even after calling all day long. Others have expressed frustration with password resets. Folks have told my office that the website is too slow to file. These are real concerns, and I hear them. I know this is hard. I get your frustration. I remember when my dad was laid off and what it meant to our family. Every night I think about this and the situation that our fellow Nevadans are facing. We've brought in experts to look at our system, and the analysis show what we expected to be true. The system was never set up to handle this volume of calls and claims. If I could wave a wand tomorrow and start from scratch, I would do it and start all over and build a system that could handle this kind of volume. That is not possible, and it's not practical. Unfortunately, the analysis also showed that a complete overhaul of it at this time would prohibit Nevadans from filing for an extended period of time while it is set up and probably do more harm than good. The reality is this. During the good times, no one can ever imagine it being bad again, certainly not as bad as this. As a result, attempts to upgrade the unemployment insurance system or increase staffing or even maintain staffing levels were not approved in past legislative sessions. I want to emphasize that. We saw that there was a need for expanding and updating the system and the staffing in unemployment, and it did not get through the legislature. We inherited the system as it exists. We're expanding the system as it exists and doing the best we can to deal with the Nevadans who are having to try to access it this way. I'm not casting blame. I just want to point out that unemployment data has shown that this was needed to be upgraded, and it never got legislative support.
And that brings us to the question of leadership. Isn't that what a governor is supposed to do? To lead a Democrat assembly? A Democrat state senate? That's what a Democrat governor should have done, but didn't. So he's not trying to place blame, but it's not my fault. Blame it on the legislature. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report. Stocks are lower in afternoon trading on dismal economic data. Consumer and manufacturing reports from March show that the hit to the economy from the coronavirus was even more rapid and deeper in the early weeks of the shutdown than expected. And shares of Bank of America and Citigroup are tumbling as they join J.P. Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo in reporting a slump in first quarter profits. And Verizon is permanently extending a military and first responder discount to nurses and teachers, as well as their families, amid the coronavirus pandemic. Those workers will receive up to $40 off their household's unlimited wireless and Fios internet bills. And Red Robin is temporarily closing 35 restaurants. Most are located at malls where traffic has come to a halt due to the viral outbreak. The chain is still keeping most of its more than 500 restaurants open for delivery and takeout. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Heather Rybarski, invested in you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Chinese government's under scrutiny, accused of withholding information about the new coronavirus when it broke out, and even now, says Defense Secretary Mark Esper.
Clearly, the Chinese could have been more transparent earlier and shared much more of the data. We would have had a better understanding of this virus and then how to deal with it. And I think we, even today, we see them withholding information. And so I think we need to do more and continue to press them to share.
Secretary Esper on Fox News Channel. There's a traffic jam protest in Lansing, Michigan today against Governor Gretchen Whitmer's coronavirus stay-at-home order. Attorney David Helm represents four Michigan residents suing her in federal court.
What we're saying is that people have a right to associate with their friends and family, and that is being unjustly infringed.
Governor Whitmer, like those in other states with similar orders, says she's doing the best she can to act in everyone's best interest. More than a dozen people are hospitalized after a crash involving nearly 60 cars and trucks in Chicago. America's listening to Fox News.
As the nation's doctor, I often get asked, what should I do if I think I might have coronavirus?
People who are sick should stay home. You don't go to an emergency room. You don't go to a clinic. You get on the phone and you ask for advice and instructions from your physician.
We don't want you to go into the ER or the doctor's office without talking to them first, because you might spread coronavirus to someone else. Please visit coronavirus.gov for more information.
From the health of every American to the health of your portfolio, Fox Business brings you complete coronavirus coverage. As markets continue to react with extreme volatility, Fox Business shows you how to navigate the turmoil with instant analysis to help you make your next move. Plus, breaking reports from Washington to Main Street, keeping you on top of every development as it happens. Turn to Fox Business for the continuing coronavirus coverage every investor needs.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on for 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans' families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't you love her madly? Or don't you need her badly? Don't you love her ways? Or tell me what you say.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. To get more information, they'll answer all your questions. Just go to 855-58-LIBERTY. That's right. The phone number, 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LibertyHealthShare.org/Kevin Wall. That's LibertyHealthShare.org/Kevin Wall. I just saw this. This is amazing. Americans are spending more and more time. Americans are streaming 8 hours a day on average. That's way, way above the normal. People all across the country, here in Nevada, in the People's Republic of California, they are subject to these stay-at-home orders. Tell you what, let's do is check in with a guy that's been, he has survived the stay-at-home orders in beautiful Indian Wells. Jim Yoder, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. Jim, how you been? How are you guys holding up?
Everybody's doing well here, Kevin. We're enjoying it. I guess if you have to be in prison, this isn't a bad place to be. It's kind of quiet around here. You don't see a lot of people out and about.
Wow. Let me just ask you. I just got the top 10 downloads during this crisis. The number one on Netflix is Tiger King. The number two is Ozark. I've watched Ozark. And I'm into season two now. Code 8 is number three. Number four is a show that I heartily recommend. It's called Money Heist. It's really good, and I'm in the middle of that right now. Another one that I'm in the middle of is All American, story of a real story of a guy that grew up in Crenshaw. Went to high school in Beverly Hills to play football and ended up becoming an NFL star. These are just some of the shows that Netflix says are their big sellers right now. How are you coping with this, Jim? Are you doing a lot of streaming?
I do a lot of bike riding. I've got a bike and I live in a nice community, and I have a little track here that I've developed through the community, and it's a 20-minute sprint on my bike, and so I just bicycle constantly through this thing for 20 minutes, and it's a pretty good workout for me, and so I try to do that three times a day, and then I'll take the car and go to different stores. I go to Trader Joe's a lot and different stores just to get things, and I cook out every night and have a beautiful scenery, beautiful backyard here, and I just enjoy myself. My son from San Francisco, who's an attorney, is down visiting with me, so I'm enjoying having him here. And, frankly, we're having a pretty good time. Until the money runs out, we're doing okay.
I was just going to say, until the money runs out, is your son doing much legal business?
He's doing about 10 to 20 hours a week of billing. He's got things going on, but the court system in California is completely shut down until May 3rd, so there's nothing they can do within the court system. It's just current cases that they're working on.
How much talk is there of reopening?
There's a lot of talk of reopening. I have to say, I've never been a huge fan of Gavin Newsom, but he's done a pretty good job here. He set the standard that he wanted people to adhere to at the beginning of this about a month ago. And he's pretty much been hands off. He hasn't been heavy-handed guy like the governor of Michigan or even your governor and the guy in Tennessee. We haven't heard much from him. And then yesterday he came out with his prognosis of what he thought would happen. And I thought it was pretty even-handed. You know, he's got quite a constituency here that he has to satisfy. There's some far, far left people that he's got to take care of, as well as the people on the other end of the spectrum. And I thought he straddled the fence pretty well, but he understands that this is the fifth largest economy in the world. And we can't, we just can't stay shut down. I mean, we're just right behind Germany as far as the largest economies in the world. And we have to get this thing back going. And I think he's a capitalist. He owns a vineyard. He owns businesses here. He understands what has to be done. And I have confidence he's going to get it done.
Let me ask you, he came up with six steps for reopening. Any of those steps that make any sense at all?
The vaccination thing, I think, is a little heavy-handed. I don't think we can do that. But I think he's straddling the fence. He's throwing them out there, but he's not saying that they're mandated. So I think there's more to come. I don't think there's a whole lot of meat within any of those suggestions that he stated yesterday.
Let me just ask you, are you hearing from people? I mean, I figure if nothing happens May 1st or after April 30th, I think I think we're going to see civil unrest. We're going to see civil disobedience. We're going to see people, openly congregating. And that somehow we may end up having to test this in the courts. Can they take away our freedoms like this?
Well, absolutely they cannot. Everything they're doing is totally unconstitutional right now. They can't make you stay in your home like they're doing. They can't keep you from going outside. It's totally unconstitutional, and I think your civil unrest is already at the very beginning stages in Michigan. You see these protests. You see, 100,000 people have already signed a petition to recall the governor of Michigan, and they're having a car protest today in Detroit, and I think that's just the beginning. I think it's going to happen all over the country. I agree with you, after May 1st. I think May 1st is the date. I think Trump understands this, and I think to a large extent this has been a scam. Just yesterday it came out that 4,000 people who died in New York, 4,000 of the 10,000 that they say have died of the coronavirus, did not even test positive for the coronavirus, but they just marked them down as dying from it, because every death they get $30,000 per death from the federal government. And so it's turning into a money deal now.
Wow. That's one I did not know. Did you see what happened with Candace Owen? She was in a D.C. Whole Foods and was stopped by the cops for not wearing a coronavirus mask, because that's the next thing. Explain what they are doing in SoCal. I know a lot of folks here in Nevada, they know what the governor has advocated, his version of the stay-at-home order. What is it like? What can you do? Where can you go? What can't you do in SoCal?
It's really up to the individual store. For example, Trader Joe's, they will not let you in without a mask. You can go to other grocery stores without a mask, but around this area, you do that and you're totally shunned. So now it's a social appropriation thing. You better be wearing a mask when you go into a facility, or you're going to get a lot of dirty looks. But most people around here are wearing masks when they go into a facility. If I go to mail a letter at the mail stop or something, I have to wear a mask. And all the people working in the stores are wearing them, too.
Has there been any word from hospitals? Because I know one of the things that Gavin Newsom said yesterday was that it is important that before California open its doors back up for business, that the hospitals and the healthcare facilities be prepared to handle a spike, a surge, if you will. Is there any evidence that they're bulking up there in Indian Wells or in the Coachella Valley?
Well, I can tell you this. There's 500,000 people in the entire Coachella Valley, and we have 15 coronavirus cases at Eisenhower Medical Center, the biggest medical center that services the entire Coachella Valley. And they just had one 97-year-old patient who had it, and he was discharged. So it's not a problem here. The hospitals are well-equipped. There's nobody sitting in the emergency rooms. But I've seen this all over the country. You know, you've seen the videos, I'm sure, on social media of nurses and doctors in hospitals all around the country doing their pre-choreographed dance routines with costumes and everything, dancing throughout the emergency room, and nobody's in there. So I don't know what to make of this, but maybe New York and three or four of those hospitals, they were overwhelmed, but that's about it. I think the coronavirus came through California in January and February, and that's one reason why we don't have a big problem here at all. I just don't see that there's very many people with this situation.
Do you think we've been sold a bill of goods, not just by our elected leaders, but by the fake news media?
Absolutely. I think this is all media driven in conjunction with the Democratic Party. And there's a huge political component to it, and it's to get rid of Donald Trump. They need to make this thing as ugly as they can. They're going to do anything, include run down the entire economy of this country to get rid of Donald Trump. They can't stand him. They can't stand the fact that he's an outsider who has come in and blown up their little club in Congress and exposing them for what they really are, the corruption. And they're going to do anything they can to get rid of him. And this is their last gasp. And they're taking it for all they can and running with it. And I think it's all media driven. And just look at the questions that are asked of Trump every day. I mean, this guy goes out for two and a half hours and takes questions from anybody and everybody. No president has ever done that. And he does it every single day for 3 weeks. And these questions are all just so vindictive and ugly and has nothing to do with the virus. They're just out to get him.
We're going to go to what is this? This is cut eight. And I want you to hear, this is the president crushing Playboy's Brian Kareem. This is the same guy that got into it with Sebastian Gorka 6-8 months ago, a year ago, whatever it was. How he got a seat in the Rose Garden, I don't know. But listen to the president absolutely destroy Playboy's Brian Kareem.
Very good alternatives. Go ahead.
Mr. President.
Thank you. Today, 600,000 cases, 25,000 deaths. I know you want to blame the WHO, but I've spoken to hundreds of people across the country in the last few weeks who say they still can't get tested. And that they aren't social distancing because
so the governors, excuse me. I know your question. Well, you ready? The governors are supposed to do testing. It's up to the governors. Go ahead, please.
Mr. President, if we could just get back to May 1, they are following your lead, that they are not social distancing.
The governors are doing the testing. It's now not up, and it hasn't been up to the federal government. Go ahead.
Mr. President, I have a quick follow on the WHO, but if May 1...
I told them when they put this guy here, it's nothing but trouble. He's a showboat. If you keep talking, I'll leave and you can have it out with the rest of these people. If you keep talking, I'm going to leave and you can have it out with them.
It's a simple question.
Just a loudmouth. Go ahead.
Were you able to hear that?
I was able to hear it. He just said what a lot of other presidents were always thinking before and just didn't feel like they could say it. But, you know, there's a cast of characters in there, about five of them. You've got April Ryan. You've got this Paula Reed, Jim Acosta, Brian Karam, the lady from PBS. They're all the same. And they're all carrying the same people's water and asking the questions for the people that are funding them. And it's all to get President Trump. And, I mean, I'm surprised that he even allows him into the press room.
Well, I wish they'd just say, I'm sorry, we don't have enough seats for you. Goodbye. Let me just ask you, if the People's Republic of California does, and I don't know that there's any indication that it's going to be happening anytime soon, if the governor does, Governor Newsom there, does reopen the economy, what do you think it will look like? Give me your thoughts on the types of stores or businesses that will reopen, how much more freedom we'll have. And is it going to be gradual, or is it going to be something that will be like a light switch?
Well, it's going to be gradual, and I don't think it's very practical. For example, he says restaurants will probably open, but you will have 50% capacity, and you're going to have to wear a mask, and the people waiting on you are going to have to wear a mask. I mean, can you see going into Ruth's Chris Steakhouse for a $300 meal and your waiter's wearing a face mask and you have to take your face mask off to chew your food and then put it back on? I mean, it just doesn't make sense. Okay. But that's what, you know, the type of stuff he's advocating. I think the stores will probably reopen, but you're going to be limited to how many people per square feet can be allowed into the store at one time. And I think there's going to be mask wearing for the next 4 to 6 months. I talked to a top real estate agent here yesterday, and he's hoping beyond hope that November 1st they can get back to showing houses and having some sort of a real estate market here. So it's still going to be a while.
Well, in fact, I was going to ask you, because I know here in Nevada, open houses have been banned. You can do virtual open houses, but you can't have a physical open house where the house is open for 3-4 hours on a Saturday afternoon.
Yes, California does not allow open houses now, but they do allow individual house showings. So a real estate agent can bring an individual into your home to look at the home. But yeah, you can't have a real estate agent just sit in your house for 3 hours on a Saturday afternoon to show it.
Wow.
But they are. But that's great. But, you know, there's no market right now. Nobody's coming out here to look at homes.
That's incredible. Always good to visit with you, my friend. Stay safe in Indian Wells, and we'll talk with you again in a couple of weeks.
I'll see you in Vegas as soon as they open it up, Kevin.
Sounds good to me, man. There you go. It's Jim Yoder. I'm just telling you. People are there's going to be an insurrection. People are not going to take this much longer. I think people have just about had it with stay-at-home orders. And they want some freedom. And we saw that last Sunday when, 50, 60, 100 cars, whatever it was, went parading down Las Vegas Boulevard. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Our wall-to-wall free-for-all coming up next. Your calls, anything goes, 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Your calls coming up next, live and local, now. In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
For years now, you've heard me talking about real water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to real water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting real water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me. You will taste and feel this difference.
We live in very uncertain times. I'm Michael Schaus with Nevada Policy Research Institute. All of us are facing uncertainty as we deal with the human and economic costs of the coronavirus pandemic. But there's one thing we can be certain about. As Nevadans struggle to rebuild their lives, government is likely only going to make things worse. Politicians, for example, aren't going to suddenly stop trying to micromanage our lives. The Clark County Education Association isn't going to suddenly abandon their billion-dollar sales tax hike. Local governments aren't going to suddenly become efficient, thrifty spenders of our hard-earned tax dollars. So as we rebuild our economy and our lives, the fight to preserve and promote the freedoms necessary for workers, entrepreneurs, and families to thrive in this state is going to be more essential than ever. Partner with Nevada Policy, and together we will protect those freedoms as we build Nevada's future. To find out more about Nevada Policy or to partner with us, visit NevadaPolicy.org. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Let's get to your phone calls. Go to Gail. Gail, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What's on your mind?
Hi. I got a call late yesterday afternoon after your show from a friend who received a call from New York, and it was about an electrician or any person of some sort had to do some work in a New York hospital. He did the work. He got the virus, and he has since died. He was only 42 years old.
Wow.
Just got this call yesterday.
Well,
some people who want to make light of it, think about it. This man is dead now from this deadly virus.
Wow. Yeah, and that's why when people do question the validity, you know, are they just selling us a bill of goods? But, you know, one of the things, and we've started doing that, that when we give state numbers, we always give the recovered because people forget about that. See if we can squeeze in a couple more calls before we leave today. Steven, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yes, Kevin, good morning.
Good morning. What's going on?
I would like to have asked that lady if her friend knew the gentleman that died. I'm just tired of these stories on that I get secondhand. But if she knew him, then I'd say there's a better chance. It's right. I wanted to address the disturbances that you and Jim made reference to were likely to happen in the future.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I happen to know that there's one ongoing right now in Austin, Texas. And I'd ask the people that hear my voice to check this radio station between 3 and 6 in the morning. That's where I heard it. The governor's office in Austin, Texas is currently surrounded by the individuals who are doing that show on this station between 3 and 6 in the morning.
Well, I'll put it this way. I think we are not far away from folks defying governor's orders and all of this. You know, the big problem is they've got the big stick. They've got the cops. They can arrest you. They can give you a ticket. I'm just saying. People, I think, have had it up to here with a lack of freedom. That by the way, that's why I think my cheat week has some merit. Let people taste some freedom for a week, for a weekend. And then they can go back into captivity. We'll talk about it tomorrow. That's a promise. Until we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local, now. All of us have felt the impact of Governor Sisolak's new coronavirus policy, and none of us know when we'll be able to declare victory. Hey, Kevin Wall here. And while we all want to do our part to support the president's effort to stop this deadly killer, we all have to eat, don't we? That's why Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos want you to continue to enjoy the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect for the past 30-plus years. Ichabod's full menu is available 24/7 for carryout or curbside pickup. And get this, limited menu items are available for 50% off. That's right, 50% off. To order, call Ichabod's Lounge at 702-451-2323. That number again, 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. None of us knows what the future brings when it comes to the coronavirus. But one thing I know for sure, we'll all get through this together. And Ichabod's Lounge will be there with you every step of the way.
790 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now!